express yourself. Hello, hello, good morning, everyone. This is another edition of Talkline for the YK Delta and beyond. I am Diane McGachran.
And Peter Atchett. Good morning.
And we're here to take your calls, your emails, anything you want to talk about, any issues that you would like to have out on the table. You're free to do that, and you can be anonymous in your calls and in your emails. And we have our first caller of the day, so we're going to jump right in, and that's John Nick. Good morning, John Nick. Welcome to Talkline.
Supposed to be anonymous.
Oh, what? No. Okay.
Hey, Peter, I got you to laugh at least. How you guys doing, Diane?
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning, anonymous.
Boy, it's really nice out there this morning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Most time we've seen the sun for how long? 2 weeks
know,
or so?
I know.
It teases every so often to pop out and go back in. Anyway, people this time of year are going to be going out logging, you know, and seems like every year we always have somebody talking about their log being tied up and leave it alone. Well, you should do the same this year, but check it every so often. If it's a week old or so like that, you know, I think you could take it out. I'm not telling you, but you got to see how long it's going to be submerged there. And if it's in the boat paths or anything like that, the tide coming in and going out, depending on how long the log is, it tends to shift, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be in the waterway where the boats go by, and make sure you have that thing tied up snug against the beach so it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And people check on them, you know. Wear your life jackets, too. Right now, it's still very dangerous when you're going. I wouldn't be going speeding around. I'd be at least observing the river for ice, you know, some ice tend to float under the water and submerge logs.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful, watch your speed, and just use your common sense. And watch out for the boats in case they have trouble, you know. Wear your life jacket. Please don't drink and drive. We've had enough losses already. I mean, your life is precious to everybody, you know. It affects the whole community when a mishap happens like that. And if you can help it, please don't drink and drive. Wait till you get to your village or wherever you're from, you know, and enjoy it there, but don't get in trouble. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a really good weekend. It's nice and sunny out there. If you are cutting, be careful. Wear your life jacket, and like I said, please don't drink and drive. Watch pedestrians.
Hmm.
We have more daylight now and stuff like that, you know. Nicer out. The kids will be out more.
That's right.
Everyone, please have a good weekend, safe, and take care of yourselves.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. John, those are very good advice from you to the people out there. Kuyana Chaknak, thank you very much.
Okay, next we have Yvonne Waska. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just got a text from my sister in Calstead.
Uh-oh.
More ice is coming, bank to bank.
Mm.
And
that's good to know.
And Guyana for Riverwalks and KYUK, that was very helpful.
Mm.
But again, more ice is coming, bank to bank, Alaskate.
Okay.
Okay, good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
You know, I think some of that ice might be coming from, like, up above upstream from Aniak Way, you know, there was places where ice was hung up, and also McGrath ice had started to come down, you know, and above Stony there was a whole lot of ice that was still yet to come down. So, and I think the wind is kind of pushing that ice a little faster than normal. So there is a lot of water and ice still yet to come down. We have another caller from Napakiak this time. Good morning, Alexi.
Good morning, Peter.
Yeah.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Yes, I like what John was saying.
Mm-hmm.
When it first breaks up, there's a lot of, there's a lot of small woods, logs, ice. And I like what the one gentleman was saying, like yesterday, talk so, one gentleman from Tuxac was saying that, you know, the trim and tilt motors?
The what?
Hello?
No, yeah. Sid.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
On the air. Yes,
yeah,
you,
we're listening
to you.
All of a sudden, you guys got good no answer. Yeah, I thought I was cut off or something.
We were listening very carefully.
You know, the Truman killed the boats. Some of the boats have Truman killed. Most of them do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You adjust your Truman killed when you're going. But this time of the year when it first breaks up, and I like the way John was saying, don't go fast because you don't know what's underneath the top of the river that's submerged right in front of you. Might look as good, but can't see the ones that are submerged. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that are really dangerous. That will drown you if you don't have any life jacket. Because when you hit something that has a trim and tilt, it won't go up. It's going to stay, and it's going to have a big impact, really big impact, because of all of a sudden hit. That's a big impact right there. And anybody that's in the boat, if it goes sideways, everybody will be thrown off the side to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you, especially the ones that have a trim until this time of the year, please don't go past.
Mm-hmm.
Observe what's in front of you. The ones that don't have a trim until, when they hit something, the boat, the lower unit, the whole lower unit will come up and go back down again. A small impact, not big, not like the one that trim and till.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that I wanted to stress out to the people. Yes, this time of the year, it is very dangerous.
Yes.
All that is going, all that, whatever there's upriver, they're still coming. That's just like Ivan Nock was saying that his sister come, there's more coming down. So be very careful, especially the hunters, because this time of the year, they're all going out all different areas.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful.
Yes.
And thanks for letting me speak my mind.
Very good. We
thank you, Alexi.
You for joining
good
in
morning.
There, Alexi. Mm-hmm. Yes, we go right to our next caller.
It's Renee.
Hey, good morning, Renee.
Let me guess. It's Saturday market, number one.
It's Saturday market. I have quite a few.
I know.
Okay. I am crazy busy.
Okay, here we go.
We got Saturday market tomorrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, we have KLA graduation today.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's
nice.
At 1.
Uh-huh.
If you've got somebody that you know graduating from at KLA, you should come celebrate that with them. Then Saturday market, of course, is from 10 to 2. Doors open at 8:30 for all the vendors. And immediately after the Saturday market will be Bethel Bulls. And we'll have the bulls out prior to that. You can look at them. We'll have some special ones for auction pieces, maybe some silent auction and raffle things. But we'll have the soup and bulls for folks. You get starting at 2, we're hoping to be done by 2:30, 2:45, because immediately after that, we have the dance recital at 7 p.m. So I have to switch gears again. So Saturday is a very busy day. There is no reason for anyone to say they have nothing to do.
Amen.
Yeah. So, and then on May 21st, we are going to celebrate the winners of the Best in the West Small Business Competition. We have seven winners this year. We invite everybody to a reception for them. We'll announce who they are, their businesses. You'll have a chance to meet them. We'll offer snacks and drinks for those. So come on down on the 21st at 5:30 here at the Cultural Center to celebrate the Best in the West Small Business winners for 2018. The second to the last thing is summer youth camps. It is almost time. Mm. So if you have children between 6 and 12, the two summer art camps are going to be June 4th to the 8th and June 11th to the 15th. We only take 30 students in each camp. So call me. I'll get your name on the list. My number is 543-4538. June 18th 2/22, we're going to have a native arts camp. We're going to make some story knives. We're either going to do some yo-yos and beading, or we're going to do some gus buck making. So this is for older kids. This will be from 11 to 16-year-olds. And the coinciding with that is the dance camp that Pam Conrad's going to be putting on. So our camp's going to be from 10 to 1, 1 hour lunch break. Then they go to dance camp if they want to fill the whole day from 2 to 5. So you'd want to get a hold of Pam Conrad if you want to sign your child up for dance camp. And then the very last thing I'm going to mention is Steel Salmon. They're here. I've got them. If you're an artist, you want to participate in designing one of these steel salmons or ravens, we have four different sizes, come see me and tell me what you want to do on it, and I'll get you going on that. So, again, my number is 543-4538 or stop by the Cultural Center. Very so that's it.
Goodness.
That's enough.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a lot.
There's a lot going on. Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to Mark Leary. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Mark.
You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for letting me talk. I wanted to just real quick thank everybody that helped out with river reporting during this 2018 breakup. You know, I think it was really outstanding. Never had such good reporting. And it goes in line with, you know, that River Watch team. They left our country long before breakup was over. And a lot of people were upset and disappointed about that. But Earl said, you know what? It goes back to we take care of ourselves. And that's what we did. You know, we had people giving reports from one end of the river to the other. I'm not sure if I can remember every name, but, you know, Dan Esai and Nick Snow and Brett Gibbons and Bob Carlson and, you know, all of Darren Deacon and Willie and Joe Boy and so many good people working to keep everybody safe along the river. And then we had organizations step up and get us back up in the air after River Watch left. We had U.S. Fish and Wildlife with Robert Sundown fly us a couple of times, and then we YKHC stepped in and paid for some flights. It was very good, and I look forward to this getting even better in the future. Everybody, another good example of everybody along the river working together. You know. And along with that, there is more ice coming. You know, as of a couple of days ago, there was still over 120 miles of original ice intact above the Tatlowitsuk on up past McGrath. But it's on the move now. And the reports coming out of Sleetnut this morning is as the ice is starting to reach them. It's a pretty heavy run right now. You know, it's really unknown how it'll affect the rest of the river as it's melting and spreading out as it comes down. You know, we'll be keeping in touch with those villages along the way and seeing how the ice is affecting their area and try to get an idea of, you know, how it might come into the lower river. You know, as we talked about before, sometimes that upper Nesquikun will come roaring down bank to bank. Sometimes it'll just trickle down, and sometimes we won't even see it, except for those really deadly leftover, the hardest part of the ice that hasn't melted away, and it's the same color of the water, and it sits very low in the water. And if there's any kind of waves, it's really hard to see that. And those are what you have to be really afraid of. Those will hurt your boat.
That's right.
So. Yeah, it's all unknown right now, but we'll be trying to keep an eye on it. The one good thing we have going for us this year, even though the temperature's been cool, the ice is thin, you know, and that seems to have been a real fact, one of the biggest factors of this year's breakup, you know, how the ice acted because it was so thin. So But again, thank you to everybody, everybody all along the river, and especially Peter sitting right there, you know. I listened to him a lot during these past few days, and, you know, really good. And I hope you're with us for many more years to come watching the river out there. Okay, thank you, and good morning.
Kuyana Mark, very much.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Nick. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. It's Nick John from Chalkbuck. I just got a call, too, from Red Devil. They're getting ice just starting to flow through there, and they got some high water coming with it. Huh. And they chopped out of facing their beach for the to put their boats in, but it filled up again, and so and there's some wood coming down with it, which a lot of us in the villages are thankful for, you know, driftwood, and so you know, people who are out there boating, beware and keep your ears out with what's going on further up this way in the river, because, you know, which we all do is within watching out for each other's, just to be careful. You know, it's maybe safe enough to go out bird hunting, but still, even though there's no ice, like the people that knows better with, like Mark was saying, and you know, we get good advice, so like from you, Peter, I know you've done a lot with so many years with search and rescue, and the advice you give people, you know, I thank you very much for doing that. And, you know, it's got to keep on going, you know, throughout all our lives. That we got to be teaching younger people who think they can just go out there on the boat and, like what was said this morning, not to go fast, even though you got a fast boat. Mm-hmm. You don't see something in front of you. Yeah, there is submerged logs and ice that you can't see.
That's right.
So, like Mark was saying, with all the volunteers, I thank them for giving their reports.
Yeah.
Okay, you too have a good weekend.
Thank you, Nick.
Koyana, Nick.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, we're really keeping track of the river conditions right now.
Yes.
I appreciate that. So next we have Alon. Alon, who is our he's our fan in Iowa.
From
he visited last time with his wife,
morning,
Christina.
Alon.
Good morning, Alon. You're on Talk Line in Bethel,
Alaska.
Good
morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and wish everybody in Bethel a happy and safe weekend. Get out there and enjoy the weather a little bit.
Yeah.
And be safe.
Now,
what's
your weather like right now in Iowa?
It is raining.
Oh.
A little raining, windy, about 50 degrees out right now.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not complaining, though. We need water, right?
So yeah. Oh, Iowa. For farmers, right? Yeah. You got those big cornfields to feed.
That's correct. Corn and soy.
Yeah, soy. All right. Thank you.
Break up? I missed the beginning. I don't know. Did the river break up yet?
It did. But we still have about 100 miles of ice upriver that may slowly make its way down. If you come to Bethel now, you can get on a plane, and when you get here, you would see a wide open river, people, some boats starting to go out on there, and it's perking up out here.
Did you win? Did you win the draw this year?
No, I did not. I did not win the ice breakup. Ben Kuntz, my colleague at the university, he was one of the winners, and there was someone else. He had to split the pot. They both picked the exact same day, time, minute.
Wow.
Of the breakup.
That is incredible.
So they had to split it between them. Yeah. So
maybe I'll put my name in the draw for next year. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you could. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Very good.
Oh,
yeah.
So you have a little Iowa fan.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. That's nice. We've had somebody call from Massachusetts once, somebody from Missouri once, and someone from North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, KYUK spreading out.
Statewide, nationwide reach. Nationwide. That's true.
Next worldwide, yay.
Yay. Oh, we're waiting for our first country.
And then let's give out the phone numbers, 543-5985, 543, that's KYUK, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay. Now, in the recent Delta discovery, there was a letter to the editor from R.B. Slatz from CHIVAC, and what I thought was really terrific about it, it's a long letter. It was about the Donlin gold mine, and it was about the environmental impact statement called the EIS, which is about, well, it's over 10,000 pages, so it's going to be hard for people to get through it. But he wrote a really good description of some of the basics about the mine, how much the the tailings pond is going to be 2 miles by 1 mile.
Whoa.
That's going to be a lake, and it's going to be over 1,000 feet deep. And that thing's going to have to be monitored for eternity because it's of the toxins in it and stuff. It'll be lined in plastic. But anyway, if you get, I think it's in this week's Delta Discovery, and read through that because he gives some really good information just on the logistics of that mine and to give you a sense of just how enormous this is going to be and what some of the potential impacts on the environment are. It's very hard to do a mine of that size and have no environmental impact. But and it's really hard because the environmental impact statement, like I said, it's over 10,000 pages long. It's really hard to get through.
Yeah.
But so anyway, that's a good letter, a long letter to the editor, but it has some solid information in there.
Let's go to our next caller. We got Alex.
Oh, you know what?
Bethel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Alon still. I just saw the AL. I apologize, Alex. I didn't realize. It's you. Okay. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Maybe somebody have a sense of me planning to talk about potential controversial issue.
Uh-oh. Bring it. We're ready.
Okay. Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to bring up for future discussion, and excuse me for shuffling here a little bit because there's a water truck right next door. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, great. One of the things that I wanted to bring up is healthcare issue in the YK Delta. I know that Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation and Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage are teaming to deal with all of the health issues that people have. But I think some of the low-income people are not well represented when it comes to providing quality health care. Why am I saying that? It's not an issue for me and my wife because we have insurance, but part of our family members who are very low-income members, they may have no health insurance. And some of the family members, and I'm going to challenge the health care issue here in the future if nothing improves. What I mean by that is I'm going to challenge the health organization, which is the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which I worked very hard for 14 years on a voluntary basis, from the time it organized until I left it in 1991, when I decided to work for a living. Anyway, here's an issue. At times, a patient goes to the hospital, and one of them is my son. And I hope health board members are listening, and I hope some of the doctors or directors of the health corporation listen. They tell them that there's an issue. that they're going to be referred to NMC in Anchorage or elsewhere in Anchorage. Nothing happens over 3 months. And they tell them there's infection inside their stomach or elsewhere in the body. If they're not taking care of these issues, the health corporation and its staff are not doing anything, and their board members fails. Because don't we all say a life costs more important than anything else? Mm-hmm. A person's life? Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen and heard patients that passed away of cancer because the same hospital we go to clinic to here in Bethel keep sending them back and give them things like painkillers, and then next thing they tell the family is that they couldn't do anything about it because the cancer spreads all over its body. I mean, a person's body, rather. And that's not health care. That's not doing what you're supposed to be doing in terms of providing quality health care. I was a board member. I was serving vice president, and I know all of the things that the doctors and nurses and the CEOs or whatnot does in the healthcare field. And we've terminated at least 3 doctors who didn't do their work at the time when I was with the board members. And I think people like Mary Gregory and other people like Jimmy Annever of Quinhock now, he's originally from Kipnuk, and several other board past board members who were with us at the time knows what I'm talking about. When the issues are coming up, we need to deal with them. And if the board of directors are not doing their job, we need to replace them. If the staff are not doing their job, we need to replace them. It doesn't make sense for a board to approve 2 week on, 2 week off healthcare providers, because I hear some of those people come from lower 48s and it's going to cost them more. Why can't our own health corporation take care of its patients in the Waikiki Delta and able to give good, rather able to get good profits, you know, from the healthcare field versus not taking care of some of the patients? Both people who are financially stable, who have good healthcare system, and people who don't have healthcare system, they're all important people. It doesn't matter what walks of life they come from. And especially because, you know, families, even though they're working, they can't afford to pay for the healthcare cost if it's beyond their ability. And I am going to listen, stop and listen, and see what you guys have to say.
Okay, well, we because, thank you.
But I'm,
yeah.
But be aware, as long as I'm here in Waikiki Delta, if they keep on failing, there's going to be challenge in the future. Mm-hmm. I am not warning, but I'm not giving any future warning. But what I'm doing right now is, I'm getting tired of seeing sad faces, you know, when family passes away, and now in this day and age it becomes frequent information. The doctors say they can't do nothing. Okay. Because the cancer or something has gotten worse, and, you know, it cannot be healed.
Okay.
That's not good. That's not why YKHC was organized. YKHC was organized to make everyone healthy, most everyone healthy. You know, we can't help it, you know, if it's our time. But, you know, young people, to see young people go, it's not good thing.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm sorry for this heated information that I'm giving this morning.
Well, that's what Talk Line's all about. We thank you for calling.
Good morning.
You
know. Good morning.
So, good morning.
I'm sorry for that frustration.
Yeah.
And it's hard, yeah.
That aired out.
And it's scary, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a... Wow, we have Cesari, who we have not heard from in a long time.
Morning,
Cesari, welcome.
Yeah.
I may give you 5 minutes and 10 seconds. I may give you 10 seconds extra.
Make up for the missing...
yes.
Anyway, you know, Lisa, you see that... Maybe you remember. I've been repeating myself many times when the... a few oil barrels dropped down to 37 and called disaster and state emergency and no money. I've been repeating the demand for the oil has been same all the time or getting bigger for many just years. This is all politics between other countries to make it suffer us in here. And right now, I was. If you go back with those records, I was saying the fuel, the oil, they'll be coming out to 80s, 90s, and they'll be stabilizing there. And that's what is happening, the oil coming back. And the dividend for the people should be coming back too. Because state getting, nobody talking about, but they're getting millions, barrels, every day, or hundreds, thousands of barrels every day, more or same, but they're double price. Where the money going? We nobody telling we're getting twice more money what 3 years ago or four. they're receiving more money. The money is coming and flooding more, double what before from the oil, and nobody won't even talk about that. That's what you said, what bothered me about the hospital and things. I tell you what is, probably I'd be scared putting my dog in there.
What?
When you're going with, I couple of talk line, I said before, I go one time with my knee, they told me how I have arthritis. I twist my knee. I told I have pain so bad, it's really bad arthritis. And he reported to my insurance my shoulder, you know, damage. So that is like, you know, is something not right in there. They have to correct it quickly possible. You have referral to, that's what I call couple fuel talk line back. You have referral to Anchorage Hospital from a major surgery or something. And... They don't pay you trip. The native local people don't have money. They're sitting and waiting and cancel those treatments because they don't have money for the trip. They need surgery. You have to have, they don't get you surgery done if you don't have somebody go with you or whatever, escort, because they can release you. And they don't pay you for that. So That is no good. That is not right. You know, and you go to the plane and you have all first class loaded with the YK people. That money should be used for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's supposed to be. That's no good. And one more thing, what I have in mind. You know, in the city, the some of those council, they bring everybody to the level those would have alcohol problem. We, the 99% in better people, that is good working, hard working people try survive day by day, weekend or Sundays, they try sit down, watch TV, have a couple drinks,
mm-hmm.
And they're telling, no, you can't, you have to drink my wine or my beer because I drinking that. You know?
Uh-huh.
I like vodka, or I like bourbon, or I like Gene or whatever.
All right, Cesare.
Okay, I still have 3 minutes.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the tribe put me to the handful by people, because that is handful by people what the make it by record. There is the statistic what they're saying increase. That is wrong. It's same people. It's like one guy breaking the law again and again and again. They've been saying one of those meetings that is lots of traffic between Quick Stop and AC. There is lots of traffic. There is about 4 same women and about 7 guys walking back and forth and get eventually drunk, pass out, they pick them up, and a couple of days later they get released and they do it again. And the same freaking people.
I see. You're saying that a lot of that pedestrian wobbly walking traffic are the same people.
Same set of people
over and over. Okay.
Yeah, 90% the same individual.
Mm-hmm.
What they've been doing, and they get evening time when they have no place to go, just laying down on the bank to be sure they pick up and have good place to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple. And we're paying that. They should be sitting, make some ordinance. You have 2-3 pickups. You get community service for 50 hours, clean up this town.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be judgment by the court or somebody. They did before. If somebody make it crime, in battle, I know some people busted with the dope growing or something. He have 200-hour community service. And they've been doing that before, but they're not doing it now. They let them go, and this guy said, what the heck, it's freebie. They pick me up, let me sleep. I'm going to sleep over there. Mm. Boom, laying down by the old laundromat, you know.
Okay, yeah, and so you're kind of at the time here. You may have to call back for another allotment.
Okay, we'll do another call. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day, too. All right.
We had a caller here, but I think we lost them.
Oh, did we have a caller?
Yeah, but I think we lost them, though.
That we disappeared that caller.
Yeah. But do call back.
Yeah, do call back. So we'll give out our numbers again.
545.
No. It is. It's still the old landline number.
543-5985. 543-2756.
Then
1-800.
Sorry,
995-8954. Email. radio@kyuk.org.
Okay, so, he's back. Okay, hey. Robert Hoffman. Good morning,
good
Mr.
morning.
Hoffman. We're welcome to Talkline.
Oh, yeah, this is Robert.
Yes, good morning.
I have an issue that happened yesterday, a very serious one, I believe.
Mm.
And my son here in my home with a whole... I had a full house here from visiting villagers for the graduation coming up. And all of a sudden, my son went into seizures. First time I saw that, eyes rolling, body stiff, no breathing. I hollered, call the ambulance. Yes, the ambulance came about 10, 15 minutes later. And the issue is with the EMTs. I would just like to speak about the EMTs that arrived. The EMTs that arrived, they came into my house with their medicine bags, and they stood at the door. And my son, as they walked in, my son just coming out of a seizure, just coming out, I was so... glad to see his eyes open. And the two medical EMTs standing at the door, which is 10, 15 feet away from the couch across the room where he was having a seizure. And they were trying to hold him and my family. And the EMT came into my house and stood by the door, and he said, "Is that you, Andy? I thought we just brought you to the hospital yesterday. What's going on now?"
Huh.
And I said, "He just had a seizure, sir. We want to get him up there." The EMT said like this from across the room. Do you want to go to the ER? Do you want to go to the hospital? Like he was going to get some answers from a person that just came out of seizure and not thinking that he could be coherent to what he was asking. The EMT was asking from across the room, holding his big medicine bag. And I was shocked. I never saw that, the way EMT handles themselves when they enter a house, stand there and ask questions. Not that that's proper, I believe, in different situations, but this one was a seizure patient and was not coherent. Right after the seizure, they walked in and started asking questions from across the room, you know. And I was so disgusted, I said, I'll take myself, get out of my house. My wife was screaming and everybody was hollering, get out, we'll take him. And I had to squeeze from the ambulance with my truck. Finally, he moved and I backed out and raced him to the hospital. I didn't know about seizure. I mean, first time I see somebody skipping up, I thought he was going to die, you know.
Oh.
But the way that EMT across the room asking questions, I was, and to top it all off, the EMTs from the truck called the cops on me. They said, there's a crazy man over here. I'm not crazy. If I was crazy, I'd be on all the, I wouldn't be on all the boards I'm on now, and retired military like that. I'm not crazy.
No.
But he informed the police, and they were going to come to my house to see the crazy man. Oh, I was crazy because they were seemed to me stupid way for an EMT to react to a patient that just came out of seizure.
Mm-hmm.
They did nothing, emergency for nothing, just questions to a patient that just had seizures, as if they're coherent right away, you know, and they're good to go, and they don't need to go to hospital. But I got him up there, and they said it was good that I brought him up right away.
Good.
That's all I had about just that incident that the EMT shouldn't, they shouldn't treat, these people are supposed to be professionals and treat the patients with care of health. Not just asking stupid questions across the room to, I hope they're listening.
Okay.
I know they are.
And you can.
I'm here still in my house.
And you can call the fire station and talk to them about that. But it sounds like a very stressful event for you and your family, and I'm sorry you went through that.
Yeah, but they should get more EMTs. They should be screened of how they conduct themselves with patients, you know. They're supposed to be at the highest health care that they're supposed to be looking for, not asking stupid questions. I mean, questions stupidly to a guy that just came out of seizures as if he could understand and hear. I became sort of, he said, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I became mad, not crazy. And I'm a mad little man, yes. Yes,
okay.
I'm a mad little man.
Okay.
I'm not crazy, no.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Sorry
Bye.
About that. Yeah. That's a couple of stories.
People lined up,
We have some callers in the line. We have Alexi from Napakiak. Napakiak.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm calling back since you mentioned the Donald Gold.
Okay.
It's a Donald Gold, A Beginning of the End by Mr. Slats.
Okay.
He wrote, I like that. I like it 100% on what he was saying. The life span on operations is not 27 and a half years. It's 30 years. So, but other than that, the tailing piles are way on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there. I was invited to go up there. But all they did was do presentation. I really wanted to see where the cyanide was and where the lagoon is, you know, where they can put that used cyanide putting the lagoon. Might the tailing, be a lagoon. Has to be a lagoon.
It'll be like a tailing pond, but it's a lake. It's 2 miles by 1 mile, 1,000 feet deep. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that needs, you know, needs to be monitored. Both of them, the tailing pond is going to be there once it starts operating.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be removed or anything.
Nope.
The my, you know, all the heavy metals. You know, it's going to, you know, once it's they're going to use a lot of water in the first place.
True. Yes.
And very a lot of it.
Yep.
So I like what Mr. Slats
mm-hmm.
wrote that, and it's I hope all the people that are listening right now. Turn to page 6 and read it. It's really good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always against that because I've been living off river all year round, mm-hmm. summer and winter, along with the river. All my life, I'm following my grandfather's footsteps because I was raised by him
mm-hmm.
to take care of the land, good and the animals.
Mm.
These are what our Creator gave us, but it's good. You know, once that thing is going, you know, we don't know when the accident's going to happen. We don't know when the earthquake is going to happen. We don't know that. The nature, we don't know how it's going to react. So, yes, that's all I wanted to say, and thanks for taking my call again.
All right. Thank you, Alexei. Okay, we'll go to another caller. Before we do, I want to let you know that when you call in and the lines are busy, it'll automatically hang up on you, and so you'll have to call back. So we haven't hung up on you. The system when we have when our lines are full, because we have a lot of callers. Okay, next we have Rebecca Whitmarth from Red Devil with a river update. Good morning, Rebecca. You're on Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to give an update about our river up here. We've had some thick ice going by for a couple of hours now, lots of trees in the water. We heard that the jam up by Devil's Elbow might have broke loose, so that's likely what is coming down. Our neighbors from Sleep Mute called and said that it started running, coming down thick up there about 6 this morning, and we are bank full of ice right now, so just wanted to let you guys downriver know that it's headed your way.
Rebecca, I had a question. Before that ice started coming into your village, you know, how much water was there, and then when the ice came, how much did it rise up?
Our water's been, we've had probably 8, 9, 10 feet of bank before the mm-hmm. ice started coming, and we did see a rise in water levels, maybe by a foot or so. Nothing to worry about, but it did come up a little bit. Wherever this ice is coming from, it's got a lot of trees with it, so it must have been pretty high upriver.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. We thank you for that report.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully it clears out before too long so we can all enjoy boating. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So let me clarify about when you call in to Talk Line, and when the lines are busy, it'll keep ringing even if you're on hold. So I'm going to have to get more information exactly on what happens when people call and the lines are full, whether they automatically hang up or whether the lines keep sounding like it's busy even though you're actually on the line waiting. Mm-hmm. I'll have to get clarification on that. But meanwhile, Wilson from Bethel, you're on Talk Line. Good morning, Wilson. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Oh, happy people.
Okay.
Good morning,
and
I have to start like that because it's kind of puts people in an almost good mood.
you know, happy people.
From beautiful, you know, downtown Bethel?
Yeah, from beautiful downtown Bethel. That's what KYK is supposed to say. You're listening to KYK in beautiful downtown Bethel.
You know what?
It gives the image of
I'm
going to
do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
feeling. Anyway, you know, I work with, I was actually going to school with an individual. I mean, he was kind of like someone I admired, and I wanted to follow in his footsteps, and that Mr. Guy from Queeslook. You know, he ended up having stomach cancer, and the way I understand it, sounds similar to what Alex was saying, you know, misdiagnosis, too late, you're dead. Even though YK was spending all that time and money and effort on a native to become a master's level clinician, he ended up just dying because misdiagnosis here in Bethel, and that is pretty sad.
Yeah.
Here, have some painkillers and go home. Your stomach ache will go away in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you come back in another couple of days and we'll see what we can do. Mm-hmm. By then, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And the police, you know, I was having coffee with my mom because, you know, we have to be nice to our mothers, you know, no matter what. And if you young men out there are not being nice to your mom, shame on you. You know, while you have your mom here, you need to listen to your mom and you need to do what you can to help your mom. But anyway, you know, I was having coffee with my mom and she was mentioning how after an individual, a family member, reported abuse of, you know, assaultive behavior towards her. You know, even if I was to scare someone saying I'm going to, you know, in a threatening manner,
mm-hmm.
you know, the description of assault in the fourth degree is fear of assault. That's assault in the fourth degree when you scare someone that they're going to get hurt. You don't have to touch them.
Mm.
You can scare them that you're going to hurt them.
Yeah.
That's assault in the fourth degree. You know, and
kind of like threatening.
I went to jail for that even sober. That was in 93,
mm-hmm.
you know, fear assault. And I didn't hurt the person, but I got charged with assault in the fourth degree because the police, they eyeball certain people and they go after them. And if they can, they get them. And then after a while, you know.
Do you think you were threatening?
What's that?
Do you think that you had been sort of threatening with the way you were, your body language?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, when you move someone against their will,
yeah,
that's assault in the fourth degree. Even if you're not slamming the person against the wall, get out of the way. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Oh, even if you don't produce injuries to the person.
Yeah, if you just move someone,
but you still did it against their will.
You get charged with assault. Anyway, my mother witnessed it, and then while they were talking to the officer who came to check on welfare or whatever, their safety or the answering the call,
mm-hmm.
the officer had the gall to say, "Well, bullying is not a crime." Do you hear that from the Bethel Police Department? You know, this town.
But that was in 93?
No, that was just yesterday.
Oh.
The day before.
Okay.
A month ago.
Oh, I'm
you know,
sorry. I got lost in your story.
My mother, it's not about me.
Okay.
I got charged. But
okay.
What I did was not even, you know. But anyway. This person that was being, called in for, the police told the person that was being bullied or pushed around or whatever that bullying is not a crime. So you have nothing to, there's no assault charge, there's nothing to do. If you know, you have to have a big black guy, big lip, broken arm, then we'll charge assault in the fourth degree because right now there's no signs. We didn't see it. So it don't mean nothing. That's pretty sad.
Okay.
That's how the system works here in only in Bethel. In Anchorage, if you swear at someone, you can get charged with assault in the fourth degree verbal, you know?
Well, I think, yeah, and it probably depends on the situation. Okay.
Anyway.
We're on the 5 minutes.
My hometown, I think, needs an enema.
Oh, no.
You know, starting with the police chief, because he still never called me. 545-3320. Okay. I got a lot of complaints. I should even go there.
You should probably go there. Yeah.
10 stacks to them.
Make a meeting. Get a meeting and bring an agenda and run things over with him.
He should be a guest on Talkline.
Oh.
Anyway.
He's welcome to call.
I hope you guys have a really good day, and I hope the police department, especially with the dispatcher, you know, that person needs to be schooled on what to do when a call comes in.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Wilson.
All right, bye.
Yes. The time is moving fast, so if you have something that you'd like to get off your chest, or if you got something to say, you know, we welcome your call.
And we invite, I think it'd be great if more women called in. We have a lot
we have a lot of women calling in.
Oh, Stella. Yes. Okay. Good morning, Stella. Welcome to Talkline. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. I want to wish every mother happy early Mother's Day. I know it's on Sunday.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. And also the EMT, instead of, I heard about the guy. They shouldn't be asking questions. They have to take action right away. They got to, you know, taking their vitals, their temperature, their, instead of just doing that, they have to take action right away. The EMT. But then with the more important topic I want to talk about is, suicide. We need to talk to every mother, to the youngsters about suicide, that it's not good, and it's like doing suicide is leading to a bad place where you don't want to go. And also I want to give my grievance condolence to the family who lost her son how many days ago after that her son just graduated last year at Tuxip, and this was unexpected news that he killed himself and committed suicide. Yeah, we need to talk to her youngsters that suicide's not the answer, and I hope all the elders around the Delta Village, please talk to the youngsters and tell them that it's not good, and hopefully when the elders talk to the people, hopefully they'll respect the elders, because I know they're priority important. Because I know they care for us and love everybody.
Yep.
Love all the family.
Okay, thank you, Stella. Mm-hmm.
And that's the one topic I just wanted to talk about, because I'm not happy. But I want to say congratulations to all the graduates who's graduating, and also do the right choice, you know, go college and stay out of trouble, and always keep praying and reading the Bible and helping your elders, and it'll be really, everybody will be happy. Hoping and grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I just wanted to share.
Thank you.
Brianna, yes, okay. Thank you very much. You did good, Stella.
Thank you, Stella.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. One suggestion, some suggestions moving into the summer that are really helpful for young people is, believe it or not, lack of sleep can really bring on more depression if somebody is prone to depression. So helping young people, even teenagers, get at least 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night is really important. Sometimes in the summer months, kids like to stay out later, stay up longer, but that can actually be difficult for them. So, and also having structure, having activities, having places to go, people to be with. Sometimes when young people lose the structure of school because they're free for the summer, that can actually bring stress. And so it's nice to have communities be aware of that, and talking with young people, as Stella said, is so important. And also making sure they're involved subsistence, fish camp, hunting, all those things, and not hanging out in the house, you know, on the internet or on video games all day.
Too much of that can be detrimental.
Yeah, so those are some things to think about in communities as we head into the summer, and with all the wonderful things that we have.
And then Renee listed a whole bunch of things that the kids can get into if people are looking for something to do for their children, you know.
Summer camp art camp. So we have an email, but first I'll go to Martha, who's on the line. Martha, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Thank you. Good morning. I have not to talk about, but I'm just going to do a short one. There's a lot of people wanting to. Anyway, I went to the BNC meeting when they had the meeting here, and I heard the CEO report on all the assets they have, not only here in Bethel, but in different places down in Lower 48 and those money-making entities they have. To wonder, you know, if they have all those money-making entities, why do they want to open a liquor store here in Bethel? It's just, it'll be the payment we'll be spending the money that was taken for liquor, and it's the payment for, I can't help but think it's the payment for the misery that it's causing to our people, not only here in Bethel, but also in the surrounding villages. So I hope they don't open any more liquor stores here in town, because they can control, people can control, but there, you also have to think about people who can't control. And that part brings misery to families and children and the elderly. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Martha. I think we have an email. Petra, are you going to read the email? Great. Thank you. Go ahead.
It's from Anonymous. YKHC tends to give their patients pain pills and antibiotics without diagnostics.
Oh, okay. All right. Looks like we have John. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I'd like to speak a little bit about that volcano that's coming out in
Hawaii.
Epic proportions. Yes.
Okay.
Just because, it's doing something really bad over there. You know, I'm concerned about its wildlife, you know, and all them, all that good food that's under in there, you know, in the sea. And just think if it keeps going on, all that poison in the Pacific. And you know, all them fish that are tropical, they're going to be escaping that area. And that poison that's coming out of it, is spewing out in steam, there's going to be something really bad happening around this area, especially our Pacific Ocean. And because there was a tsunami in Japan, And along with all the poisons coming out of that volcano, you know, it's going to all add up, and it's going to do something really bad to this Pacific area. And we're starting to have some tsunami warnings to the cause of that. We had a tsunami warning this morning. And, you know, it might get worse, so people better be prepared out there. And we need some scientists out there looking at this, you know, the areas up and beneath the waters and above the surface. So if it keeps going on, everybody's going to get sick, or it's going to do something to hurt us really bad.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a good morning.
Thank you.
I got something to talk about, Chitty, but I was just blown off right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right. You guys have a good morning.
Thank you. Okay. Next, we have Sam. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
How you doing, Pete?
I'm good. And you?
Pete, we're finally getting some sunshine here.
Hey, yeah. Wonderful.
So when the sun comes out, it brings out all the boaters.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder from Search and Rescue to wear your float coats.
Yes.
And it's the law that everybody under 16 years old has to have a float coat in your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Press the issue hard, Pete.
Yes, yeah, we've seen too many, you know, going right by the banks of the Bethel here, we see a lot of boaters coming in and going, and there's too many of them that are not wearing.
Yeah. So, like last year, when I was taking a little boat ride, and I seen a boatload of kids and four adults in there, and everybody had a float coat. So that was good to see.
Yes, we need more of that, yes.
Yeah.
Especially this time of the year, the most dangerous time to be boating with all that, with some of that ice that's not visible from the top.
And to the people that are just tuning in, we just got a call from Becca up at Red Devil.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of ice and a ton of logs coming down, so wear your coat when you're getting logs, because it can get dangerous. Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than that, be safe, people. Be safe.
Thanks for that good reminder there, Sam. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right. Next, we have Casey. Good morning, Casey. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, good morning, Diane and Peter.
Good
Hello.
Morning, Casey.
What a beautiful day.
I know.
Amen, yes.
I know.
a couple of things. You know, they had the radio was alive and the TV with a tsunami warning, and which covered all of the West Coast and Alaska and Oregon. I mean, all of the
like John
West
was
Coast
saying
for the U.S. and it went on, and it really sounded like a official tsunami warning. But I don't know if it was a test or what, so we turned on national news to see what was going on, and there was absolutely nothing about it, so I'm assuming it was a test, but it didn't start out that way.
Wow.
And it didn't look that way on the TV either, so I don't know if anybody can shine any light on that. But one other little thing working out in Thunder Ridge there, so I've driven past. There's those three dumpsters just as you get into Thunder Ridge, and they're completely full, and it's turning into a little dump around them. And it seems like the other dumpsters in town are being emptied, so I know they've had issues, you know, with trucks breaking down and whatnot, but I'm just wondering what was going on there, because it's turning into dump number two. So anyhow, that's it for today.
Okay.
Well, thank you. So when you after you go offline, Casey, I'm going to read a little bit about the emergency alert system and what that was about that you saw earlier.
Okay.
Sounds good. Great.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll read this real quick, and then we have a couple of callers in line, so we'll take those. So this is regarding the emergency alert system sent a test warning. So a representative from the National Tsunami Warning Center in Alaska says there is no warning. An emergency alert went out over the air earlier this morning, but said it was a test. According to the Warning Center, a routine communications test message was sent at 7 a.m. Friday morning, but it has been misinterpreted. National Weather Service in Juneau confirmed in a tweet that the alert was just a test.
Good.
XXX. Mm-hmm. Kisses. I'm just kidding. Okay, so we have an anonymous caller. Welcome to Talkline Anonymous. You are on the air.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm anonymous today, and
okay.
I usually sound like Bobby Hoffman, but today with my cold, I sound like Walter Larson.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I wanna make what do they call it? Wish a happy Mother's Day to our mom in Anchorage. She's 102 years old.
Hmm.
And
wow.
My two older sisters, one that got the most up, one here in Bethel. And I have a first cousin that's as old as them over at Durham. I want to wish all of those young women happy Mother's Day. And my other younger sisters and my wife. Most of all to my wife in Bethel. She may not know me. This is anonymous, you know. But happy Mother's Day to everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll go right to the next caller. It would be from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah, good morning. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Koyana for the Mother's Day.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, Koyana. Yeah, the first one is a public notice on May 22nd on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. They're gonna hold the Alcohol Beverage Control Board meeting with the public, and whoever has a comment can go. They are welcome. It's a public event, and it'll be held at the Cultural Center. And those that can't call can call 1-800-315-6338. Code 69173#. 1-800-315-6338. 69173# is the code.
Can you say can you say the code? Because the last two numbers I didn't understand.
Yeah, okay.
691
73#.
73#. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it is, yeah.
Thank you.
So,
what time is the meeting?
1 o'clock.
1 p.m., okay.
Yes, 1 p.m., yes. And tonight and tomorrow, we're going to have a Mother's Day concert. The Jenkins family is hosting it at the old bowling alley, the ONC building. So those of you that are wanting to attend, you're welcome to come. 6 p.m., we'll start setting up the before that, and hope things work out good for the setting up, because some of our, I have heavy equipment. My piano is really heavy.
Oh.
Anyway, today's 11th, and whoever has a disability and may need aid or services, or special modifications, can contact the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office at amco.admin@alaska.gov. If they want the right to go to the meeting at the Cultural Center at 1 o'clock on May 22nd about the alcohol issue. It'll be, but this is Tuesday, May 15th, before they make any arrangements for the disabled people. And those of you that have issues about medical stuff, find out your representatives and contact them and call them. That's the only way you're going to do it, and go to their meetings if it's a public hearing, or if it's a city, just call one of the city people and go to the source of it. if we just air it in the air, nothing will be done. But if you go to the real people that are holding the meetings and do those, your whatever you think is not right, go to the source. Okay, thank you.
Kuyan, thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth. Next we have Herman Morgan from Antioch. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Herman.
Good morning. Morning, Peter. Hey. Morning, Dad. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Very loud and clear.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have the Uber report. I'm back in the slew, so, but yeah, there's probably black guys coming down, and gotta be careful because you can't see them. But there's a couple of issues we're going to talk about. You know, that liquor store, I think AC, they might have met with the council. I don't know if they did, but I hope the council, I hope they didn't convince the council to just stop selling hard liquor and all this out there or wine. Could that be just as bad, you know? They need to close their liquor store down, you know? It's hurting too many people. It's not worth it. How much one life is worth, you know? Because they got along fine without it before, and I hope they didn't change their mind and say they were going to sell beer and liquor, beer and wine, because it's going to be just as bad. They need to close it down and speak up. I can talk about a little bit about fishing and what's going on. You know, we have this sovereignty, and they say they represent us. But, you know, what happened, it seemed like when they go to the fish meeting, you know, they say it's self-governance. But it seemed like we're not governing ourselves. We only, when they representative, they go to a meeting, and then they come back, and they tell us what they say they're going to do. And I'm worried about they're going to do the same thing and not let us fish with you know, I know it's wrong. They should be fish with 8-inch mesh or anything bigger than 6-inch. But by not letting us fish, you guys, them red salmon, the sayak, overly, they're getting worms in their fish. They're getting too many, folks. That's what happens when you let fish get too many like that. Hmm. They're hurting. I'm telling you the truth. You catch a lot of these red salmon now, there's so many. Because they're not letting us fish. You know, they need to find a way to let us fish, not all at once, everybody. They can let us fish with scattered like how it used to be. But by not letting, they're even hurting the whitefish because they're going to really think of what they're doing this year. By now, these king salmon should be getting lost. We've been sacrificing our fishing. They take them 4 years to come back or 5 years. We can't just let these people say they represent us and we never even vote for them. And all they do is come back from the meetings and say, this is what we're going to do. That's not self government. You've got to really think about what's going on. And, you know, you're going to change your party from to Republican. Because you know what's happening? They're even teaching our kids in school, 10-year-olds. It's called LGBT. They're letting Planned Parenthood go to school and teach the kids. Them 10-year-old kids, they don't need to learn that stuff. Lesbian, gay, bestiality, they don't need to learn that stuff. And here our schools are the 47th worst in the nation. In the Common Core, you gotta go to your school board meeting and tell your superintendent, the kids don't need to learn that kind of stuff. That's not right. But you need to, you know, in the Bible it say if the people will change their wicked ways and heal our land, see, like people need to change, you know. It all starts from our government. I tell you what happened. The governor is asking for 41 social workers because it is Medicaid enrollment. They just enrolled 200,000 people and they can't keep up with the food stamps and Medicaid, and the governor saying, you say people are starving because there are not enough workers. It's going. I don't know what's going on in this world. Even down states too, California, sanctuary city, you know, this world is going. I don't know what's going on, but we need to do what we can to stop it up here. So, you know, pray and ask God for guidance. Our president, he's not scared to ask him, to ask God for guidance, you know. We sure need that. It's things like that that are hurting our region. You know, alcohol and teaching people like that in school. you know, but I hope that if we pray and ask God to help us with our fish, He will, you know, because He gives us His fish to eat, not to be hurt. And one thing that Donald Goldmine, that is kind of scary. You see that dam that just broke?
Yep.
And, you know, if they quarry that gold or somewhere else to Fairbanks, they have that Port Knox. That way they'll have the gold, we wouldn't have the tailings pond, and we'll have jobs. Because what's happened, they might turn down that gold into a coal mine. For not only the ore from there, but there'll be ore from other places to cook it there, too. That's a big earth dam that it's dangerous. They don't need it in our spawning area.
Okay, so we're coming up on the 5 minutes, Herman, just to let you know.
Okay, that's about all I had.
Okay.
What all we can do is, you know, change the people who represent us. And I hope they don't use mail and balloting because there's fraud going on, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
right.
Folks, 7 hours ready.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, Herman.
Okay, bye.
He was clear about what he needed to say, and he got it out. That's good.
Hey,
all right. Mary Nawalik.
Nanawalk,
sorry. From Bethel. Thank you for waiting. You're on talk line.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I finally got connected, but I don't know. There was, like, something wrong with the phone, and even the 800 number keeps telling me that that number has been disconnected.
Oh, no.
But I agree with all the people who called about the healthcare system here in Bethel, and because I've gone through that a number of times, where when we seek medical help, we're always told that everything is fine, and even though a lot of us already have medical conditions. And then, like, the questions that the healthcare providers or the medics people ask, I mean, like, sometimes I wonder, why do they ask these questions? Like, after we call the medics during the middle of the night to go to the ER, and they keep asking us, do you want to go to the hospital? And when we're in a lot of pain, we're under stress, and sometimes we can't deny it. So a lot of times I end up saying, if I didn't want to go to the hospital, I wouldn't have called you. And then even at the hospital, like, the X-ray technicians and everybody gets rude. And if I say something in Chupik, they automatically think I'm angry or cutting at them. That has no place in the healthcare system. And it's just that something like legally needs to get done, I think, is when maybe some things will improve. I mean, like, I had to go that route, but, and I often wonder why certain individuals get the treatment they need and others don't, and that's not right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. So we have our last caller is Vernon. Good morning, Vernon. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good
just a few
morning.
Minutes left.
Hi, Diane, and I'm assuming Peter's there. I just got.
Yes, good morning.
Oh,
yes.
Good morning, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was just I just tuned in. I was calling to say thank you to all the folks that came to the open house yesterday. It was a great success.
Oh.
We had a lot of people that came to the workshops.
The Donlin Open House?
Yes,
oh, okay.
The Donlin Open House.
Yeah.
We had 3 workshops, one on tailings, one on barging, one on water management.
Oh,
and
no,
the folks that were there had really great engaging comments and questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really appreciated that. It was really great to have these people work, ask one-on-one. The sessions were about 45 minutes apiece. And
wow.
Then after that, we had, because those are areas people are always more curious about, so we focused on those,
mm-hmm.
and so the people who had questions and comments about that, and wanted to know more in-depth information came to those workshops, which were held during the first mm-hmm. part of the day. And then we had our general open house in the evening where we had different aspects of the whole project there. And so just wanted to say thank you to everyone who came. It was mm-hmm. a great event, and thank you to all who came.
Okay.
Vernon, ask a question now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you going to do with all that information that and then questions that people had posed?
Well, we've been doing this for 20 years, and more so like within the past 10 years, we take the comments, and those comments and suggestions that people have are what shaped this whole plan of events. You know, like they're not just taken and written down and stored.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
use them to... them to plan the mitigation, you know, of all the different concerns they might have. Like, for instance, when people were concerned about the barges and the numbers going up and down, that's what made the plan for the natural gas pipeline that would go from, that is going to go from, should the project move forward, go from Beluga all the way over to the project. So people's concerns and comments are taken to heart to help shape this whole plan and project. So I want to say thank you and appreciate everyone who came.
Okay.
All righty. Well, you guys have a great weekend. It's a beautiful day out there, and the spring is this. Summer is around the corner. I guess I should mention something, too. Just mm-hmm. want to alert the villages out there. We're continuing our summer safety program with the distribution of life vests. And so those are on the barge coming up from Seattle, and those should be here soon. And so want to thank Alaska Logistics for that, bringing those life vests to Bethel for free of charge, and then we're working with a couple commuter airlines that will be bringing those life vests out to the villages for the loaner boards, and just thought I'd throw that in. Thank you so much for all the work you guys do.
All right.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Vernon.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we have, we have 3 minutes. I don't know if there's any other callers or emails that are going to try to squeeze in. Petra's checking for us. No emails. Okay. So we covered quite a few mm-hmm. different kind of things today, and we really appreciate people calling, sharing your ideas. And one thing I notice about callers is, for the most part, callers really, even if they're talking about something controversial or something that was had a powerful impact on them, I like the way that people talk about it anyhow. There's a kind of respect and mm-hmm. Calmness. We don't have to cut anyone off. We don't have to make them disappear from the line because they went over the line and spoke in a way that we really didn't want to have on air. So I really thank everyone for being able to do that and still bring up things that are difficult.
Yes, it's how it displays color to our area, you know, when different people calling in with different concerns. It just puts character to our country.
That's so true. It does. This is part of our character, is the range of callers and their ideas and their accents.
Yes. And then
my accent.
We learn a lot, you know, just by sitting here and people, you know, out there listening. I'm sure they, you know, hearing things that otherwise they would have not known.
Yeah.
You know, and then all the information that goes out, you know. And today we heard a few callers, too, also about still more ice coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more than likely will be some wood with that, you know. But I kind of think a lot of that ice may melt out before it gets to our area. But the wood will keep floating.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a good part of them will end up on the banks and shores and islands, you know, but some will make it down this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those log cowboys can go on out there and lasso a log. Ride it in.
Yeah.
So it's it started out bright and sunny today, but here in Bethel, it's overcast a little bit. So everyone have a great weekend, and
safe weekend.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.